As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
It is Thursday. That means we check in at Ivy Tech and our guest, the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn, joining us. Is it just as nice over there as it is downtown?
I think it's actually better. I think it's prettier, and the sky is gorgeous. The green grass all around campus. I think it's better over here, I'm just saying.
Yesterday, well, and today as well, I turned the lights off in the studio because it makes me feel cooler, or I think I'm cooler.
Right.
So that's it's I can see what I'm doing, which is fine, but you try to take every advantage when the heat index is 106 or whatever it is. You try to play all mm-hmm. those games. But today we can just turn the lights on and have some fun because we don't have to worry about anything like that. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Now, it's busy. We know this because why? Well, summer's getting ready to end, and we know on August 3rd, MCCSC goes back. August 10th, mm-hmm. RBB goes back, and Indiana University and Ivy Tech, thankfully, are on the same day, so I will not forget that. August 22nd, so that's one month from tomorrow, but you still have plenty of things going on in July we need to worry about. We'll get to the new school year, but you have busy Tuesdays, and one of those is coming up to end the month.
Yes, so believe it or not, next week, I cannot believe how quickly time goes by, but our summer classes will end next week. And the only reason I really know and I can feel it is when I walk around the campus, the building, and I see faculty are like, they're ready to go on break, and students are ready to go on break and nervous about their finals, and the tutoring area is jam-packed. But yeah, we are also gearing up, getting ready for our fall semester, and so we have things planned for potential students or even students who maybe have dropped out for a bit and came back or are current students that need to get registered. So we have a thing that we're calling Tuesdays at the Tech, and that's the last Tuesday of every month. So that'll be next week, so Tuesday, July 26th. From 3 to 5, students can come in and talk to our staff about all the different degree programs. They can tour our campus. They can also do it virtually, too, so whichever way works for them. The best way to get registered for that, or at least say, hey, I want to be part of this Tuesdays at the Tech to learn more about what I might do in college at Ivy Tech, they could call us at 812-330-6013. So that's the best way to do that. And then that evening at 6 p.m., what we have every at the last Tuesday of every month is the Next Level Jobs info session. So that's a way that potential students, current students, people that are maybe just thinking about things can find out how to get their tuition paid for through Next Level Jobs. And that's a state scholarship kind of opportunity that really helps with many of the pays for many of our programs, especially those with high demand, you know, like biotech or IT and nursing and many others. So we've got lots of those tuition-free certificates and programs. And so, you know, the best way to learn more about that is to attend one of these info sessions so you can know how you're going to pay for classes.
Well, the worst part is you might get free stuff, and that's we always joke about that, but it's absolutely true, and you won't know until you right. try. So get out there and do that. And that's coming up Tuesday, and there will be other Tuesdays at the Tech coming up throughout the school year, and we'll make sure we tell everybody about those. So summer classes end tomorrow, and you guys don't start until August 22nd, so you get a month off.
Right.
That's awesome. What are you going to do?
A whole month.
Yeah,
I don't
nothing.
Know what we're
going
to
put your feet up, throw bonbons at each other. This is great.
Have a barbecue, maybe.
Ooh.
Actually, we had an employee barbecue yesterday, so the team in HR, you know, invited everybody to that to kind of end the summer, and it was just a blast because we haven't been able to do that for several years, and so we had our summer barbecue, and everybody attended, but we had it inside since yesterday.
I was going to ask about that. You couldn't have picked the worst day for it, but, well, that's good. There's nothing wrong with an indoor barbecue because, like you mentioned, the gathering and just having the collegial atmosphere. That's more important than the food or anything else.
Absolutely. It was just a blast. We had a lot of fun, really great food. One World helped cater that event for us, and it was just a lot of fun to see everybody and just have a meal together and talk to one another. A lot of fun.
Well, let's hope that continues to be a thing that happens all the time. We know the numbers are popping up in places and everywhere else. How do you handle this moving forward? Is there anything you can quote-unquote do? Do you have any new rules and regulations, or is it just you wait until the state Ivy Tech passes on, hey, this is how we're going to do things, or should I just forget about this completely, wash my hands, and don't sneeze on people?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we don't have any protocols. Of course, we have protocols in place. You know, if something was to happen, of course, you know, as a college, we will react and share that with employees and students. But as of today, you know, we have created those Learn Anywhere classrooms, which is really awesome and an awesome modality for our students and for employees as well. But primarily, it's for our students. So if a student, you know, isn't quite sure about, you know, I'm not really sure if I want to come in person all the time, or, you know, I my immune system is not great. You know, we have this opportunity for them to sign up for the modality of Learn Anywhere, where they can take those classes at home. And once in a while, if you want to, you can still come into the classroom on the day that it's scheduled and be in person with your faculty and other students. But you're also always welcome to come to campus for the activities that we have for students and the tutoring center and all of those kinds of things. So we're all knocking on wood that, you know, everything stays how it is today and that things don't progress and, you know, we won't have masks and all of that stuff. But we are always encouraging people to wash your hands often. You know, if you're not feeling well, to stay home and take your class through Learn Anywhere and all of those kinds of things, just like we do with employees as well. So, you know, we're just ready to open our doors as, you know, fall of 2019, when there's lots of activities going on and we can have welcome our students in the right way with, you know, we always served coffee and all that good stuff and pancakes.
Oh,
and
stop.
All that.
We always talk
all
about
those
food.
Things. Yeah. Exactly. All those things will happen this fall, welcoming our students. So we're ready for them.
That gives you a full month to get your menus ready and everything else going on. But it also does give you enough time to get organized and ready. And that's plenty of time to meet prospective students. We know summertime is kind of slowing down. And everybody's looking over their shoulder about when we have to go back to whatever we have to go back to. So we do have some time to get in there, get in those meetings, get the place cleaned up, ready to go. You got any big facility projects going on? Or did you guys are so new, you really don't have a whole lot to do, do you?
Well, and I'll hot off the presses.
Breaking
okay,
news.
Okay, so this fall, we celebrate 20 years in the building here on the west side of town.
That's
so
amazing.
Believe it or not, people who have been here, you know, have known about us and where we are, we moved here in this building 20 years ago. So we are doing all kinds of projects. We're painting, we're cleaning up, we're, you know, removing carpet that maybe needed to be changed, all of those kinds of things, because we are actually going to have an open house for the community, and I can talk more about that later, but on September 15th, we'll have the afternoon for people to come out and tour the building, just, you know, come out and just see what's going on. Boy, can't believe that we've been here for 20 years. So, you know, Tyler Bass, our director of facilities, and his entire amazing team is sprucing up the place a little bit more than usual to celebrate our 20 years in the building here on the west side.
Well, you tell Tyler I said hello. See if he remembers. If he remembers me,
I will. I'm sure he knows.
Oh, he should. Well, that's fun. 20 years, boy. Don't blink. The time absolutely, it does fly by. And I'm reading here. You have things going on August 22nd, folks. Write that down. Write it ready to go.
Right.
And I feel like I'm a redundant mess with you sometimes, but I think the services you provide with free textbooks and extra credit hours as well is worth screaming from the rooftops every time. And the other thing I think we want to remind people of, the way that you guys have everything scheduled and structured, is if you're not ready on August 22nd, you don't have to wait till August 22nd of next year. It's a really flexible system for students, families, workers, whatever category you fall into. And talk about some of those great opportunities, Chancellor Vaughn, that either can start on August 22nd or 8 weeks from then.
Right. So what we've been doing a lot over the last several years, and I appreciate you always bringing it up because it is really important. So,
it's,
you know, people don't think, oh, I missed that opportunity. But they, you know, we start our classes every 8 weeks, and we have traditional classes like they do at IU. And, you know, if you were at say you went to Bloomington High School South, you started your classes in August and you ended them in December. Well, we've done a little different approach, and it's a variety. We can do 8 week classes. We can do the full 16 week classes. So we will have a whole nother set of classes starting in October. And again, back to the next level jobs, we have so many degree programs, certificates and degree programs where people can upskill within the job that they currently have, or maybe they want to just completely change what they're doing and move into a new career that more than likely will be paid for. So that's just the tuition piece with the next level jobs through the state of Indiana. But as a college, Ivy Tech has gone out to help our students as much as we possibly can, and all textbooks for every single course being offered at Ivy Tech Community College at Bloomington and across the state are free from now until the end of next semester. So that's May of 2023. And so you have lots of opportunities to come and check us out. Let us help you find that free money. Let us show you what kinds of courses and programs we have, and then get going and then not hurt your pocketbook at all.
Well, it's unbelievable. That's an unbelievable, unbelievable way. So if you're on the fence, if you're thinking, well, I've always wanted to do this, well, now till next year you get free books. So
right.
Here's a carrot. Let us dangle it right in front of you and see how that goes. Now, criminal justice, that's a program that you have over there. And tell me about what's happening. Something a little different?
Yeah, this is really cool. So our program chair is Matt Schultz. Many people in the community might know Matt. Matt's awesome. He's been our program chair for paralegal and criminal justice for many, many years. And so he has created this event called the Try It event. And you can come out on Wednesday of next week, so the 27th, to try out some really cool training simulators for anybody who might be interested in becoming a police officer. Or maybe you're just interested to see how this simulator works. So you can drop in and it's on campus, main campus, anytime between 11 and 1 next Wednesday on the 27th. And this simulator is so cool. It'll allow a user to interact with all different kinds of virtual scenarios that the police officers all around the country commonly encounter. And so the scenarios will change based on how the person using the simulator uses it and responds to the different things. And so it's going to test different actions to see how or if things need to de-escalate or escalate or whatever, all those different situations. So it's a really cool way to say, wow, you know, I've always thought about doing this, and I might dip my toe in it. Well, why don't you come out and try it for free on next Wednesday, 27th, 11 to 1, Ivy Tech Community College's criminal justice program.
A little bit different than the old television, the old scripted Hollywood stuff.
Well,
that's where everybody sees it. Where else would you? So,
right.
That's a very cool opportunity. The voice you hear is Chancellor Jenny Vaughn. She should need no introduction at this level of the game. What else was I going to tell you? Let's see. What else is you've been doing blood drives here for the last few months. Are those going to continue? That's a great partnership, obviously. And tell me more about that.
Right. We are so pleased to be able to partner with the Red Cross. You know, they really needed a good location, you know, with parking and all of that, and a good quiet space to be able to hold their blood drives. And so we've committed to them for the next year and until I'm around, at least we will be partnering with them to hold those blood drives. And so you can go to redcrossblood.org and you just put in your zip code and it will tell you where the actual blood drive will be located here on our campus, and you can sign up for it and all of those good things. But we will have several of them going on in August. So I believe we have at least two, sometimes three each month. It's really up to how they want to do that. But they have over 200 appointments available for each of these sessions. We usually have them sometimes in the morning and then oftentimes also in the afternoon. So, again, if you just go to Red Cross www.blood.org. And you're interested in being a donor, you can sign up for that. And it's located here on our campus.
Very cool. Very cool. Partnerships and, well, not surprising, trying to get the community a better place. Well, that's the community and community college. Chancellor
right.
Jenny Vaughn, you got big weekend plans? What? Now, I'm going to be funny, but I'm going to be serious for a minute. Is this the calmest part of your year now after once these summer classes end? Do you get a chance to catch your breath and do all that, or are you getting everything organized, getting ready for that opening day on the 22nd?
Yeah, really, a lot of us have kind of already taken our summer vacations because we are planning, getting ready. You know, faculty, that's another situation. They're done with their classes, and they're going to get a little break, and well-deserved break. But those of us administrating and ministers and all of that good stuff, you know, the facilities team is cleaning the space up in between semesters. Advisors and the student affairs people are enrolling students and all of that. So we'll calm down once the classes start in the fall and maybe take a little bit of time off then, but right now it's go time, and so we're all on board, and we're all helping each other to help our students complete their goals and to be here, and you know, everybody's welcome here. The place is so open and inviting, and we're just here to help people complete their academic goals.
You know, once you start getting excited about your job, then things will change over there. You understand?
Right? Yeah, I might need to. I might need to look into that.
Well, it's
best place on earth.
It is. Forget about Disney World. Here, you get to take something with you besides leaving all your money behind. Well, you leave all your money
That's
behind
right.
everywhere, but you get stuff. You get stuff when you leave Ivy Tech
That's
Community
right.
College. That's it. The enthusiasm's infectious, and the new school year right around the corner.
Oh, so exciting.
Jenny, what's the number? People need information. The internet, we know, is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But if you'd like to have some human interaction, Ivy Tech provides that as well.
Yes, 812-330-6013. You'll hear from a friendly person on the other line to guide you wherever you need to go here at Ivy Tech.
Perfect. All right. Enjoy this excellent afternoon because, well, the weekend's going to be a little toastier as of right now. But next week, all in the 80s. Oh, that's a little bit better. That's a little
bit
better.
We'll take it.
Enjoy,
we'll
enjoy, enjoy. Thank you so much for your time. As
Thank
always,
you.
I always enjoy our conversations.
Thanks, Glass. Have a great weekend, everybody.